Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline.
Carolla. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Wow.
Oh, stop that, Adam. Oh, Adam. Oh, Lord.
It's a Vicodin.
Ooh, you make me want to wean myself off my vibrator. Okay.
Get it all out of your system, ladies. It's going to be a long night.
I'm going to let it build.
We're in it for the long haul.
No!
The long what?
That is Dr. Drew over there, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, everybody.
Ooh, Dr. Drew, give me a shot. Hello. I need it right here, baby.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number.
Ow!
It's interesting when people who are clearly not radio people come on the radio. You know, I mean, yes. We're just sort of waiting to die with microphones
about?
In front of us. They're actually excited to be here.
Oh, come
we're
on,
thrilled.
Yeah. I know you guys are so over this. Are you?
Are we over we over the radio?
Well, no, you know what? Absolutely, you're over the radio, but also at the same time, you guys are just such pros at answering these sex questions. You helped me go through puberty, and I thank you for it.
Really?
Born and too?
Yeah, born and raised in Downey, California. Boy, I had a lot of questions on my mind.
That is Alana Eubach, by the way, who is one of the stars of Legally Blonde, along with Jessica Caulfield.
Hello.
Who is another one of the stars of Legally Blonde, which is coming out this Friday, everybody. And
that's right. Go and see it.
Hard to judge movies by the commercials, but I'll tell you, I love this Reese Witherspoon.
She's got some great tits.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to say that?
I think you can say tatas.
Yeah, well, it's
tatas.
Good, whatever it is.
She's got a great rumpus.
I like her. I really loved Election. That was one of my favorite movies a couple of years back.
Fantastic,
and,
huh?
Reese is back in school, so I can't imagine she's gone too far wrong with this one. So you guys are her sorority sisters?
Yes, you got it.
And tell us about that. How's it go?
Go, Jessica.
Alana and I play the sidekicks to Reese Witherspoon's Elle, who is a sorority queen, and I, being her vapid, vacuous, effervescent, joyous, blonde ditz of a best friend, alongside Alana, you know, the jovial yet centered and balanced brunette, and we are the comic foils to Reese's comedic genius.
Someone ask their SATs, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Grammar.
Oh, yeah. Alana's also going to be seen with Jenny McCarthy coming up here, Drew points out, as well as, it's called The Perfect You. Why are you doing that, Drew?
What's that?
And the Vagina Monologues. Go see me in Chicago if you want with the Second City Troupe. I'll be talking about my vagina.
Are you doing the Vagina Monologues?
She's going to be talking about her pussy.
My stinky vaginas.
How does that work, by the way? Because I'm curious how that goes.
I do a lot of research on it. And
on the vagina?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I went down to Pink Cheeks and got my rumpus waxed. And I'll tell you something, it was like going through labor, or what I imagine is going through labor. And, you know, ask a lot of questions to, you know, from porn stars to nuns. About the vagina.
She's been flexing her grippers.
Well, now.
Yes, I have.
Hold on.
I got the pubicological muscles.
Yes, they sent me, as a matter of fact, this like special machine to get ready
and
for
she's
the theater.
Tight.
No, they did not. Now, settle down, you two. You're doing a monologue. By the way, just stand on a mirror if you want to do the research for the vagina.
I love it!
Don't you do a monologue that someone else wrote? I mean, aren't they all pre-done monologues?
Oh, absolutely. It's not like an independent film where I have to, like, improvise about my vagina. You know, my vagina has been established already, and through millions of voices nationwide, including Winona Ryder and Sarah Jessica Parker, we love them. And as a matter of fact, I think Blossom is going to be talking about her vagina right after me.
That's got to be wrong.
My umbilic.
Oh, my scary...
Yeah.
And then we're all going to go out to drinks together, and I'm going to talk about my vagina after the show.
I can't wait.
That could be a 2 to 3 hour conversation.
And how long is the monologue do you have to do? And do you have to memorize it? And can't someone put it on a teleprompter? How does that work?
You read it. We're all dressed in black.
It.
It's very avant-garde. We're up on the stage, and we open up our books and start talking. So it's people know right off the bat that it has been written and that we're talking about it.
All right, well, I don't want to get off Legally Blonde too far, but I don't imagine I'm going to see Vagina Monologues because I got porn at home.
You do this show every night.
I do this show every night.
And from what I hear, you're appearing at the Palato talking about the Apollo Theater, is it? Talking about penis disorders?
Talking about what it's like to be black.
Congratulations, Adam.
Yes, he has one.
Are you circumcised?
It's not easy being permanent. It's a long story.
No, but
we'll
pull down
later.
Your... Oh, my God.
Reflaccid.
Kids, it's fantastic.
No,
it's like nothing I've
Those
ever seen.
Veins.
Adam, no
They're
wonder
blue.
You're so jaded. Woo!
Yeah, you guys should really, you're going to take home an Oscar before the night is through. I guarantee you that.
I love it.
All right, wait a minute.
Oh, we turned the mics off.
What'd you do? Hold on. Anderson, what happened?
They're overmodulating. Oh,
yeah, you guys back? See, usually on this show, we have to beg our comatose rock star guests to lean up and get within a 3-foot proximity of the mic. Rarely do we have to tell people to settle down and back off the mic a little bit. But Anderson says there's a little overmodulation going on. So, ladies, just lean back just a little bit. Just give it a good, I'd say about 4 or 5 inches from the mic. That looks good. Anderson, what do you think? That good? All right. So one more question about this vagina monologue. Mm. This was something that was written by one person some time ago, and it has a rotating cast, but it's the same monologue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like Forbidden Broadway or any other kind of off-Broadway, Broadway show where everyone kind of takes different positions every, what do you say, like 4 or 5 weeks?
Right.
And then they come up with a different cast. It's pretty cool.
And how long is your chunk?
My chunk is 4 weeks.
And is the thing 10 minutes long or 6 minutes long or 20 minutes long?
It's a good 120 pages. It's a good an hour and 20 minutes. Can you imagine?
Your personal monologue?
About the... No, not my personal
monologue. No, I mean your
monologue.
Personal chunk. Okay. How long is that?
I have about a good 5 monologues in the show. It's kind of fun. I play a dominatrix, a very angry, African-American woman who loves talking about her vaginas.
Oh, really?
Hello! She's mad and she's angry about her vaginas because it's got some gray hair. Hello. So that's a lot.
Well, now, when you do the black woman, do you get in blackface and a fro wig?
No, as a matter of fact, I get a lot of inspiration from my friends, you know, who are just fabulous, educated, eloquent inner city children.
But do you dress black?
Tight.
Or do you the black as a white woman?
I have a fantastic fro, but I don't think they're going to let me use it on the in the theater.
So you can it would be, it's not offensive to do the black voice and all that, but if you put the black makeup on, that's offensive.
You know, I mean, hey, Al Jolson did it, but I would assume I'd be considered an
right,
anachronism,
so you,
and a freak.
You got to do it as a white
person. You know what
person.
Happened to Ted Danson?
I thought that's confusing. All right, any guys?
Scandal.
Legally Blonde, everyone. Right. This Friday. Kelly?
Hello.
You're 33.
Mm. Yeah.
What's
number?
Up?
I am curious if there's such a thing as female ejaculation.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Am I not peeing when I'm doing
well,
this?
Well, there's that, too.
You could be.
It's hard to tell the difference sometimes. And there's something called female orgasmic incontinence, and there's female ejaculation. So,
my girlfriend did that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not uncommon.
Shot straight across the room.
Right.
Really?
Literally.
It's crazy. It like shoots out. Yeah. Sometimes it like shoots out in a stream, and sometimes it's like a big, just like a gush of fluid.
Oh, why, you passionate little bunting bean, you.
Well, let's put it this way.
He must love it.
Can you, it seems to me, I've never really seen a girl urinate, but I hear it through the door. Actually, down the street, oftentimes it hits that
fire hose.
It hits that water with a lot of momentum. Can if a woman was lying down and opened her legs, could she pee? You know, 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. You got one? Yeah, sure.
You guys think you could do that?
Yeah, it depends how large the clitoris is, right? The clitoral muscle.
Depends on how much I got paid
for urine?
you forget what you could do as a young boy. I mean, my kids can, my sons can, fire off my head, no problem.
Oh, really?
At 20 yards, yeah.
Dr. Drew,
I'm envious of you, 33.
Hey, Kelly.
Well, the first time I did it, I was 16, and it was when my boyfriend was fingering me, and I was 16. And, like, all this fluid just came gushing out, and then it didn't happen for, like, 10 years later, and now I do it, like, all the time.
Were you embarrassed the first time?
Well, no, because I was, like, really close to him. And
you need to include this. The vagina monologues won't be complete without this attribute. Yeah.
Does it turn him on? How does your boyfriend feel about it?
Oh, they love it. They just think they're like gods because they think they're making you do this unreal thing, you know?
Well, does it ever happen during oral sex?
Yeah, it can.
Mm. And how's that treat them?
It's like a facial.
If I get excited enough, you know?
Yeah, do you get him in the face?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got no problem with that?
No, he loves it.
Oh, very cool.
Divine intervention, honey.
I just want to know, you know, if I'm peeing on the guy.
No,
spray until you're blue, girlfriend.
A lot of women do feel sort of ashamed of this. They don't talk about it, but it's a fairly common... Remember we asked all the women to call in who did this?
Right.
We interviewed them all, and many of them said it wasn't necessarily a very powerful orgasm that caused it. It was sort of positioning as much as anything.
Well, have you ever examined the fluid that comes out?
You know, sometimes it's just, yeah, I mean, I've looked at it.
Take some vitamins. And
my bed's soaked.
Yeah, take some vitamins before you do this and make sure you and see where what it looks like.
Take some B, see what happens.
Yeah. I say bucket it and sell it on eBay,
I think it's probably female ejaculation. So.
All right there, Kelly.
All right.
Yeah, good times,
man. Good night. I think it rocks.
Hey,
good woman.
Let me, if you take B vitamins, just the urine turns yellow, right? No other secretions?
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't they?
Mm.
They won't?
It's being concentrated in the kidneys.
Secretions. All right. All right, take those Bs. Or do what I do, eat asparagus, Drew.
Yeah?
When we urinate together.
Quite fragrant.
Oh, no.
Drew,
no.
Very fragrant.
Knock me over.
Drew knows.
With my, Cheerios.
With my back turned to him, 6 feet away, knows when I've been eating asparagus, right, Drew?
No S.
You guys are way too close.
Light a match.
Me.
Mike?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been dating this girl for a while, and she's the first girl I ever had sex with.
Uh-huh.
And we've been thinking about settling down and whatnot, and that's all good and well, but I think I want to have sex with at least one other girl, or maybe before I did that.
Wait, I'm going to get this right. This is your first sexual partner?
Right.
And how long have you been with her?
About 3-4 years.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Has she been not giving you what you want?
No, no. You got to think like a guy for a second.
Oh. Hmm.
That's thinking like a woman. Seriously, because men think diversity, not quality relationship. They think, am I done? Do I need to see more?
You know, they need a sample.
Yeah, exactly.
Selection.
She doesn't spray enough, does she?
No, not at all.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
And, Mike, it just sounds to me like you're plain old, flat out, not ready to get married, and you're sort of getting trapped into something.
Well, sure, that's part of it.
Oh, sure.
But, so you feel like you need to sow your oats?
Except for being trapped.
You want to sow your oats?
No, but I mean, my point is, it's not that I don't love her, but I don't know what else is out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're not ready.
Yeah.
That's called not ready, Mike.
Just don't pop the question.
Go to the deli and sample the meat.
Well, let me just see if I can get a handle on Mike over here.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm a chef.
And, that's a good poontang gig. That
sensual.
Chef.
I love
women
tuna.
Are very attracted to
now,
chefs.
When you say chef, sexy. You don't mean you're working at Arby's. You mean a real chef?
No, I mean I'm a real chef.
Right. You attractive guy?
Yeah, I'm a good-looking guy.
All right,
sexy voice.
You feel like you could get some other women.
Probably, yes.
Well, his number's gone up the chef thing.
A lot of guys think there's something waiting for them out there, and it turns out to be a bottle of Lubriderm in a penthouse. They get nothing.
And spending a lot of money on the booty.
Right. They get going. They meet a woman. They have sex. They get their confidence built up. Then they want to break it off and move on to bigger and better things. They spend a year with nothing, and then they beg to get back together. But
They miss that person putting them on this pedestal,
I think Mike might be able to do some damage once he's cut loose. And Mike, this is the kind of thing that will haunt a guy.
This is why guys cheat.
It's the bane of your existence.
Right, but it's not going to be any different, really. But we'll never be able to explain that to you, and you'll have to do it for yourself.
Right. And if you are going to cheat, man, use a condom, for God's sakes.
There are many guys that...
Don't cheat. Just be honest with her.
That in fact, it's for men, it's not so much who they're with as are they ready. And there's plenty of men who get married much, much later because they knew they weren't ready, regret having left behind somebody whom they know would have been a great partner, but still know they weren't ready and would have ruined that relationship ultimately anyway.
You may need to sample the selection to learn to appreciate just how amazing she is. You may need to do that. And I think the most important thing is that you're just honest with her and communicate this to her.
Right.
Not that you want to bang somebody, but that you may...
No, he does.
Hold on.
There's a way to put it. I mean, there's a way to say it, but I mean, you have to be honest with her.
Jessica, what is he going to say to her?
That's what I'm saying.
Jessica,
have you talked about marriage? So you've spoken about this.
Sure.
Yeah, here's the code. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's the code word.
Yeah.
Code phrase.
But so I want to know what Mike...
I need time.
What?
How do I do that without hurting her?
Take her to TGI Fridays every weekend. She'll get sick of you and dump you first.
There's no easy way out of this.
But Mike, are you saying you want out for good, or do you want that, like, I need some time apart thing?
I would need some time apart thing. I don't want out for good because it's great.
See, that's a tough one, though, because here's the deal, too. She can get going with a new guy faster than you can get going with a new girl.
Right.
It's a proven fact.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start going nuts, and then you end up drinking yourself into an early grave.
Yeah.
You become obsessed.
So, Mike, do you have something lined up? Do you have your eye on somebody?
Not particularly.
Even if you did, it wouldn't work.
Right. All right, Mike. Yes.
I do think, though, if you're feeling this, if you don't act upon it, and at least by being honest with her, by saying, I'm not ready, and you go out there and explore some things, you've got to do that for yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, or else you may resent her. You could get together with her, and you're going to resent her for...
Yeah, she'll become the enemy.
That's a seed of nastiness that gets planted in the relationship that she has.
And he will cheat later. Yeah. Like, they have three kids.
Uncool.
When other people are hurt.
Very dysfunctional.
You're young. You're really young. I mean, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It sounds so cliched, but...
All right, well, what about grabbing a hooker or two in a case like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drew, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
what
you're talking about. Think about it. Do you think that would have... some men need to sort of figure, they need to test the numbers situation.
Right. Yeah.
That's part of what that is.
Yeah.
And you maybe want to explain what we mean by that.
Creole lady, mama lines.
They want to figure out, Shaggy's here. They want to figure out who they are in the world. And they want to test that. And seeing a prostitute, I think, would make them feel worse even than sort of.
Well, I don't know about worse, but all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. We gave him no answer. Gary?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 30.
Yes, I am, yeah.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew. My girlfriend, I've seen her for 2 years. She's a recovering alcoholic. Mm-hmm. She recently had a drink again, but let me tell you a little bit more about what's going on. Dr. Drew, she worked a program for 9 years.
Wow.
She got therapy for 4. Mm. She sponsored people. She was very into it, but the dogma of AA kind of left her for the last 3 years, and she was whittling down with the meetings and not going, and she hasn't gone in 2 years.
Mm.
And recently she had a social drink.
Is she still in therapy?
No, not anymore. No, she, her therapy was finished before I started seeing her.
Okay, finished. How long was she in therapy for?
4 years.
Mm. Okay, and so what's the question?
Well, my question is, we've looked around, because she had talked about it. She, you know, she kind of felt like she was missing out. She wanted to be like a normal person.
Yeah.
She wasn't really hardline AA anymore.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what's your advice on this? I mean, I don't
want to... Well, it's in a very interesting situation, because theoretically, the fact that she was so successful in the program suggests that she made a lot of emotional change and grew a lot, and she did therapy, and really, these things work.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, based on what we understand about the biology of addiction, is that that switch in her brain, that genetic potential, has already been thrown.
Right.
And that reward, sort of anticipated level reward, is sort of etched into her brain. And when she gets back to the alcohol, she will very rapidly progress, theoretically, to that same level of reward that her brain demanded back when she left off the alcohol.
Mm. Right.
And that's a biological process. Mm. Even though it's not motivated by any emotional demons that she was dealing with and helping fuel her.
It's very interesting.
The biology is etched in, and the level of reward will require further use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's really, you know, on one hand, it's like, yeah, people theorize that there could be such a thing as moderation at some point. But right. The biological theories currently suggest that that's just not possible.
Really? So you think she's just in grave danger?
She's flirting with disaster.
Well, wait a minute.
Is she on meds?
Can I say something?
Is she on meds?
Well, no, she doesn't take any meds.
Oh. Here, the thing I want to say is, from what I know about alcoholism, is that the bane of the alcoholic's existence is that all he wants to do is drink like a normal drinker. And when people, I think, get through a certain progress in the program, they get their confidence back and their self-assurance, and they start to believe that they can drink like normal people because they've gotten it together.
Uh-huh.
But it is a...
Lots of them test it.
A disease. Alcoholism is a disease. It's a medical disease, and it's also a biological tendency as well as mental, and so it is nearly impossible once the alcoholic starts drinking again for him to drink like a normal person. It is physiological.
Yeah, and that fits with my experience of the disease, my understanding of the current theories, which is that if she had never developed full-blown disease, she might have been able to control it. But
right.
Once the sort of so-called switch is thrown, then you're never able again to go back to pre-throwing the switch.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, what do you think, Adam? I'm curious.
Yeah, well, you know, I like people to drink as much as possible because it makes me seem like I drink less.
Ooh, ching-a-ling.
It's all a relative
red
thing.
Red flag.
But I'm curious how long she's been able to socially drink. How long has this been going on?
It's only started a month ago, and she had one drink. That was it.
Oh, a month ago.
Yeah, she's flirting with it.
I would like to believe that people could get back and have a social drink,
but not the
vast majority of them, I would say.
And make sure there's not something else sort of fueling this, like send the doctor to give her any pain medicine or any sleeping medicine, because when that, again, that fuels that reward apparatus to drive you back to the previous level of reward.
Addictive personality. It's an addictive personality. Whether it's relationships or drugs or alcohol. How does this make you feel, Mike? How do you feel? How does this make you feel?
I just put him on hold. Well, where the hell is
three.
He? Oh, yeah, Gary. It's Gary.
Gary.
You confused me when you called him.
Gary, how does this make you feel?
Well, I have kind of a complex opinion, Dr. Drew. Both her and I are emergency room nurses, mm-hmm. and a good percentage of our patients are, of course, addicts. So I'm very worried for her because I like her very much. But I can't dispute the scientific data. But, you know, I guess I'm like Adam. I want to believe that people can get, you know, better, especially her. I mean, I don't know. There seems to be any other issues working right now.
Understand, you see, you want this disease to be all emotional.
Right.
It isn't. It's emotional, biological, and spiritual. and while she is much, much improved from an emotional standpoint, the biology remains. And to the extent to which it's decayed is evidenced by the fact that she didn't immediately blast off with disease after the first exposure. But the evidence currently is that there's something etched into her brain that does not change with time.
I'll tell you, I love getting jacked up myself. I was just thinking about how much I love being altered a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Adam, you are really...
You're running from reality. Can I say something? Hey, Gary, I think from what I know about alcoholism, the most important thing is that you take care of yourself. And if you try to change her decision in regards to the drink or try to stop her, it's going to fuel her desire much more.
Yeah, you'll be the enemy.
All right, let's...
Take care of yourself.
Drew, you don't want to talk to anybody?
These are not great months to leave off with. You know what
I mean? Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. You mean we have so many good questions, titillating questions,
but
we can't
decide?
They're
good questions, but
you don't... shut up.
Are you guys in therapy?
What?
Yes, I'm
together?
Trying to do... I'm going to hit him with my mic in a second. I'm trying to do a little decent radio here.
So many questions, so good, I can't choose the one I want.
That's the angle you pick, you retard. Not they're all duds, and we don't know which one to pick.
They're not, they're duds. It's not it. But go ahead. Let's go.
Now, you ready to take a break?
Yeah.
I'm ready to take a break.
I love you, Adam.
I love
you, Alana.
You do not, Alana.
I do. I'm
there's a naked
struck.
Woman.
You have no idea, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is scary.
On
that,
I paid a publicist $1,000 just to meet you, man.
I think I'm going to puke.
There's a naked woman on his hat.
Alana, really, you don't like me more than Drew, do you?
Oh, I absolutely love you.
Oh, really?
You remind me of my childhood, man. Mm. I grew up in Downey, California, and I've been listening to you guys for years. You helped me go through puberty.
Puberty?
Absolutely. I don't know. Dr. Drew has the intellectual, you know, fervor and sass in those glasses.
You guys, they are so hot in person.
Skin.
No
oh,
blemishes.
That's
bodies
right.
to kill.
Fantastic.
It's all about Pilates and facials. I know it.
Yeah.
Anyone
caps,
who knows me,
caps,
it's about
teeth.
Pilates and facials.
If you have.
All right, Jessica and Alana are both here from Legally Blonde coming out this Friday. I'm going to go take a Pilates, and we'll be back right after this.
A Pilates.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. Hi, this is Shaggy, Mr. Lover Love up front and personal, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Got it going on up close and personal.
Yep, it
up
is Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Dr. Drew over there, Amanda Kroll, Jessica Caulfield, and Alana Ubach are both here. Legally Blonde is the name of the movie. It is coming out this Friday. And tonight, our guests are the sorority sisters of Reese Witherspoon.
Mm.
And I'm guessing pretty good meaty parts in the film.
Yeah, and the curtains match the drapes.
Yes, absolutely.
So we got a blonde and a brunette, and the curtains match the drapes. Upstairs and down. Nice.
Actually, Alana and I, in the film, the original version of it, there was a lot of dirty stuff that we said. We talked about a lot of sexual things. They actually got cut because it was changed into more PG-13 girl power movie. But we had some cunnilingus lines and some anal sex references.
Oh, really?
Were cut. They were naughty.
Anyone heard of Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Dirty Sanchez line.
What is that? What is that?
Dirty Sanchez is sort of up there with a felchery. It's one of those words. It's one of those real deviant, one of those very, very deviant sexual things. But it probably has a few different definitions. I mean, a few different descriptions. Give us, Alana, your interpretation of the Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez, I mean, that's very funny. I think, basically what you do is you put your dedos inside of the nalgas and you pull it out and then you put the cacotas over your árboles.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, help, help.
Do you want the English translation
yes,
of
please.
That? Yeah. Yeah. That was an ex-boyfriend of mine gave me this saying. He had plenty of the rainbow kiss, you know, going down on a woman on her period. Dirty Sanchez is when the man is entering the female anally, whips it out, sticks his finger down there, and does a mustache.
Oh, my goodness.
Dirty Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez.
All right.
It's very dirty.
We don't need no stinking condoms.
This
oh, my God. That's that's the,
don't try this at home.
That's the dirty senior Wences. That's where you get a hand job after a guy fishes a ball out of the toilet.
That is so nasty.
You guys never had that?
Pervert.
God, no. No.
I'm living I do it through a hole
life.
In the sheet.
I'll tell you. I am, Drew, you've heard me say this a million times. Boobs and blowjobs. That's my
for you.
That's my fighting song.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm a straight sex
that's
guy.
My theme song.
I like the good straight sex. Oh, I'll give you a run for your money, sister. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like getting too wild. I don't like getting too crazy. I like to keep it pretty normal. Pretty the boring stuff done with flair.
Classical
done with gusto.
Classical lovemaking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to call it love. I don't call it not lovemaking.
Do you do it in public places?
No.
You don't.
No, I'm not into that.
The Mile High Club. Maybe you
that's
the
right. You're
High
star.
Club?
You're like
No. You know. My thing is that I hate a distraction during the lovemaking.
Phone ringing.
You hate a distraction. You can't.
A fan asking for your autograph.
You can't tolerate distractions during anything.
No.
Sleeping.
No.
Working.
I can't beat off with birds chirping outside.
No.
Or you know, or if the neighbor two houses down is getting his lawn mowed, I can't even
it's
beat one off.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I need to really focus. And if I think someone's going to come pouncing through the front door, or the phone's going to ring, or some or family member's going to walk into the
what's
room,
the point?
I can't focus. I can't focus.
Big time.
Yeah, I want to. I don't know. I don't know if that's self-conscious.
No, that's your ADD.
Is it?
But I have ADD, and I have a very clear ability to focus during lovemaking. Multi-orgasmic, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if somebody's like in the kitchen whipping up the dinner, the maid is scrubbing the floor. I'm there over the kitchen table. But I don't know anything else.
Oh, I'm about to be reformed. Someone's about to be reformed.
Wow.
Yeah, I can focus, and I have ADD. But when it comes to lovemaking, honey, that's it.
But that's not focus.
Transcend.
Right, that's not really focusing. That's sort of getting lost.
Yes, that's opening my heart chakra and you know, that's being lost in the euphoric bliss of lovemaking.
Wow.
If I'm in love with someone, the entire world drops away.
Men can't do that. Men can't do that at all.
Period. I don't believe that.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Do you find that you guys need to be visually stimulated?
Yes.
I mean, always have to have the lights on. Mm. Have to be looking at the, you know, the tatas jiggling.
Listen, I'll get a mirror into the mix.
Oh,
I like that.
Great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm.
This kind of talk is really like confusing me because just last weekend, my boyfriend and I had sex for the first time, and we had the sheet and we put it over the window, and
my entire
family and my entire family was there. I'm Latin.
What
you do? Yes.
So what they do in the Latin
the
culture?
Yes. They examine it out.
They hang the bloody sheet. Yeah. They see the whole village.
Greg.
Is seen.
I love you, Greg. I love you, Greg.
I love you too, honey. The
right,
first
Drew.
Time.
Thank you.
Who cares?
Pick yourself a phone
Thanks.
Call there, Drew. Up here.
Give me a question.
Susie?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Ooh,
okay, I just want to say that I love the show. I've listened to it since I was like 14.
Great.
Woo!
Anyways, I had a question about this medication that I'm taking. It's called medroxyprogesterone, and the doctor prescribed it because I don't get my period. I've never had a regular period, and I don't ovulate or something like
that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Release the egg.
So this just makes you bleed, basically.
Yeah.
You take it to, 10 days a month or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't ovulate then when you're on it?
No, it just makes you bleed. It makes the lining of your uterus slough off.
Are you a runner?
No.
A dancer?
I don't know. I just never...
What kind of doctor is giving you this?
Like my general family practice doctor.
Yeah, you really should see a gynecologist, okay? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of ideas about how to approach this kind of problem. One of the, I suspect people would say, the foremost issue is to make sure you don't have something called polycystic ovarian disease. Which is a common condition that causes difficulty. You PCO?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Well, polycystic ovaries. A girlfriend of mine has polycystic ovaries. Two girlfriends, as a matter of fact. And I'm borderline, I was told
The issue with that is, I mean, most women that have that have a little bit of a weight issue that goes with that. And diabetes is a common result later on in life.
Which I'm not.
And
love both.
So insulin resistance is something that has to be actually dealt with early.
Yeah.
So you don't get into problems
Gotta
with it.
Gotta nip that in the bud.
All right there, Susie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and most doctors would probably just plain old put you on the pill at your age if mm-hmm. you don't have PCO.
Which so. I'm, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Susie.
All right, good luck.
Hey, good times with the sloughing.
It's fun. The speculum. It's cold, but it's good.
Greg?
Hi.
Hey, you're 32.
Yeah. Well, I have a problem with my wife. Adam, can I ask you something first?
Sure.
Do you think you could do something about those women? Can you tone them down?
You're gay.
Uh-oh. How dare you?
You mean the sound-wise?
I don't... like, ovulate... you mean release the egg? Uh-huh.
All right, listen, Greg, please. You're very insulting to our guests. And yes,
how gay are you?
Yes, they got out.
Listen,
they got out of the blocks pretty good here, but they're very attractive women. And,
okay,
and you see, this. Hold on, this just proves my theory. Hold on there, Greg, and don't take this the wrong way, ladies. But when you're sitting in front of two very beautiful women, it does not sound annoying. Maybe if you're driving a truck somewhere and you just hear overmodulation, you get a headache. But sitting here, I don't notice at all because they're very beautiful. The girls came in, they were a little juiced up, but we like that. We like enthusiasm. Mm. Greg over here, I suspect, is gay and does not like women. But Greg...
That's right.
That's why he's having a problem with his wife.
but Greg, the girls came out fired up, but I think they've mellowed out in the last
We're sorry, Greg. We're sorry, Greg.
We're just trying to spread the positivity. Sorry, honey.
Okay, well, you're not getting there yet, but maybe if you keep it up.
Right. Get screwed over if it keeps going. Plus, they said the S word 162 times on South Park 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. so that's our big angle now.
Unacceptable.
Jeff?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 22.
Actually,
what's up?
Right off the bat, I'd just like to say, Reese, you are an incredible actress.
Yay!
Reese, you go to town.
Oh, Reese is not here.
Are you kidding?
No, I wouldn't lie about that.
She's in our trunk.
She's in the limo, nude.
All right, let me get right to my question then.
Right.
It's pretty much for Dr. Drew. I have contracted genital warts, and I wanted to know what kind of effects would happen if I transmitted it to a female.
Well, theoretically, they're much more serious for women in that they, at least the behaviors that lead to genital warts are now being shown to associated with cervical cancer.
I see.
And the virus itself is thought to be perhaps the causative agent, certain of these viruses.
I see. I was told it could complicate pregnancy by...
That's more herpes that's the issue with that. But warts, the big issue is cancer.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
True. What about this Woods Light thing you did to me?
Yeah.
What about doing that at home for a guy like Jeff?
He knows he's got it.
I know he knows he has it, but aren't there, you know, we never know whether you're going to spread them or not.
Yeah.
And you assume he will, but you don't know for sure.
He sees the warts.
I know he does now, but I mean... He could get them burned off in a year from now, be in a relationship, and want to do the acetic acid blacklight test.
The average, in that article I brought in, which who knows where it is right now, but I brought an article to prove to you that 30-40% of sexually active adults in cities have the wart virus, which is extremely common, Jeff. Exceedingly common.
No, there's 19-42% or something like that.
It's mostly around 30%. But the fact is, it's something that's terribly, terribly common. And it's thought that it only lasts about 2 or 3 years in most cases. Are there some
now?
Yeah, but there's some that is persistent. And then, you know, this is getting to be a little bit of a confusing field. But the persistent viruses are the ones that cause the cancer for sure.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm at work right now. So.
He dropped his phone. Where do you work there, Jeff?
I work, I'm security.
Yeah.
He ran off after someone.
All right.
Someone's breaking into the GL.
How many perps you take down a year as a security guard, Jeff?
Not too many. Not really too many at all.
All right.
Yeah, he's just, you know, these guys are there. They're like lifeguards. They don't really, at the public pool, they don't really save anybody. They're just there to track people from raping kids in the shallow end and stuff like that.
Ay-ay-ay.
Oh, yes. Now, girls, lean up on the mic. Don't be frightened by that a-hole.
I'm trying not to take what that guy said personally.
No, don't.
The last thing I ever want to be is obnoxious. I just want to help.
I know. I understand. And
you know what it's like. Actors are fragile.
Vulnerable,
sensitive creatures.
And little flowers. I took method acting. I'm very in touch with my emotions.
Shut up, damn it!
Shut up, damn it!
All right, Drew, what do you want to do? You want to take a... No, let's just tease a call.
All right.
That's good radio. Billy?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
You work at a McDonald's?
Uh-huh.
I used to work at a McDonald's.
Sweet 16.
Man, McDonald's is not a fun place to work at.
No, it is not. Now, do you work the grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. They wouldn't even let me work the goddamn register. Can you imagine that?
I'd like to say something real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are gods, and I listen to your show to the tune of whenever it's on.
Thank you.
Why does it always sound loaded to me?
Are you drunk?
I wish I was.
All right. Hey, Bill, you like a girl who works at the McDonald's still?
Yep.
Well, she can't make fun of you for your job. That's the first angle you got on her.
Right. Keep her away from the French fries.
All right, Billy, hold on a second. We're going to see if we can make a match after this, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, hang on. Jessica and Alana are both here from Legally Blonde coming out this Friday. And we'll be back with Billy after this.
All right.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jessica Caulfield and Alana Ubach are both here.
Hey.
Hello.
Legally Blonde is the name of
Legally.
Their latest joint, which is coming out this Friday. And I don't know what the comedy competition is out there, but I think it's going to do pretty well.
Clueless on video.
What the hell else is out there now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anything else. I'm looking forward to that Planet of the Apes. I like good, bad sci-fi film. I like looking forward to that Jurassic Park. And, of course, Legally Blonde, which is, again, coming out this Friday. Thank you. All right, let's get back with Billy, who works at McDonald's, one of the first places I worked.
Hey, Billy.
Hey.
16.
Billy, you work in the grill.
Yeah.
You do the Big Macs and the Quarter Pounders.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever do this? You ever put the Big Mac bun in the Big Mac toaster? It's a tri-level toaster because I got that middle bun. I always used to put the top bun the wrong direction so that the top shiny part of the bun got grilled by the toaster and that the bottom part was soft and white.
Right.
You ever screw that one up, Billy?
Oh, all the time, man. I've only been working there 3 weeks.
Yeah, I had a lot of difficulty with that. Do they still do that rap where they go, cheese count, cheese count on max? And then you go, cheese three, please. And they go, then you go, burgers up, wrap, please. Did you do that rap, Billy?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, everyone who works there is miserable. You know, the thing that's funny, too, is no other industry other than McDonald's has commercials where the workers are talking about joining the team and being happy, a lot of high-fiving and glad-handing going on. But you talk to anyone who works at McDonald's, they're miserable. Miserable. I think it's overcompensation. Right. What's that?
I'll tell you something right now, that the only reason they do that is because you get a $100 bonus every time someone signs up and gets hired. You get a $100 bonus yourself.
You do?
Whoever does it.
Ooh, he's debunking
that's
McDonald's.
That's pretty good. All right, so...
And, yeah. I'd like to say, I can't wait to see that scary movie, too. It is going to be messed up, man.
We're not in
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, but...
We have cameos in that.
When you're done seeing that...
Topless.
You can go next door and see Legally Blonde, all right?
All right.
A lot of bodacious women.
So, Billy, did you have a question?
Yeah. How should I approach asking the girl that I like?
And she works at the counter there, right?
Yeah, to go out with me.
You ask her if you want to go see Legally Blonde, and she'll go.
Yeah, it's a girl power movie. She'll be impressed. Just Friday.
No, but she's tired of guys.
Uh-oh. What do you mean she's tired of guys?
She's looking the other direction.
She's, a lesbian.
What do you mean you're guessing?
Hold on, Billy, are you high or is this the way you are normally?
He's 16.
You are high, aren't you?
Someone dropped the cheese off his Big Mac a long time ago.
What's that, Billy?
This is the way I am normally.
Really?
I have ADD.
Yeah, but you still don't have to act high with ADD. All right, so she says she's a lesbian?
Nah, she just implies it.
How does she imply it? By the way, she
I'm
eats those filet-o-fishes?
Yeah. Right. By the way, when you come up to a woman and she immediately starts pushing you away with things like "I'm not into guys, I don't want to date guys," that's a loud and clear message.
Red flag.
Yeah, that's
hideous.
She's telling you something. Just don't go any further. Forget it. Don't worry. This one's not open for business.
It's time for me to give a lesson to our young male listeners who really do not know their a-hole from a hole in the ground when it comes to talking to women. But you ladies will let a guy know if you're interested. Mm. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Signals loud and clear.
Yeah, you're not going to ask the guy out, but you'll certainly be open to him asking you out. And that manifests itself in a few different ways. Now, here's my first theory, and you guys stop me if I'm wrong about any of this. Guys, when a woman likes you, she will make excuses to touch you. I don't mean grab your junk and make a honking sound, but you tell a joke. You tell a joke. I'll demonstrate on
Drew.
Grab
your junk and make a honking sound.
Well, a lot of women do that in the Midwest. That's how they show their affection.
Hey, I'm from Detroit.
Is that what that was?
Well, watch. They'll do it like this. Right? Drew, let me use your shoulder. Drew says something.
Did you see that Legally Blonde movie?
Oh, that is so... You're so funny.
I love you.
They do a thing where they touch, right?
Like
they touch all the time. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other big thing that a woman will do, it's a tell. They call them tells when they're talking about poker, and this is what this game is, essentially. They do the drag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Drew, it's great. It's great to see you. Yeah. And they drag right on you. They'll just drag that hand. Like if you hug them, when you break away from them, you get that little drag.
The linger.
Little linger drag. Mm-hmm. Even with the handshake, you'll get a little drag along the palm as the hand. See, they don't like you. They shake the hand, then they open it and move it away like a robotic arm. But if you get the drag, that's something.
Drag with the lingering eye contact, just a second longer.
Right, just a beat. The other thing is when you're talking to them, whether it's at school or at a party or wherever, they'll hang around after the lull of the conversation. People aren't going to be rude if you go up, hey, how you doing? Hey, it's good to see you. Hey, aren't you in my biology class? They'll sit through that. Then there's a lull.
And they stay.
And they'll stand there. Like it'll be 1001, 1002, 1003. It's like it almost has to come around and catch on again, the conversation. Then you go, so, you want something from the bar? If the answer is yes to anything, that's good. Because if they don't like you, it's going to be, oh, I got a beer, or I'm not drinking, or I'm not going to whatever.
I like women.
The third thing is you bring something up. You bring up this movie. You bring up Legally Blonde. And if they like you, they'll go, I've heard about that. I wanted to see that. They'll start laying that out there. All you have to do is bring it up, and they're into it. Bring up anything. Bring up mountain biking. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm into that. Or I'd love to try that. I've always wanted to do that.
Sure.
Right. That's what you'll get. Just start floating general notions.
And if you're getting none of that?
If you're getting, yes, that's it. Yeah. Move out.
Yeah.
Right?
Turn around.
Don't bother.
Walk away.
That's
bye-bye.
Right, guys.
Next contestant.
Thank you. Reggie?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Huh?
13. Reggie, the girl?
Uh-huh.
All right, what's up?
My girlfriend, she doesn't like to do, like, the sexual stuff that I do.
What does that mean?
How old is she?
17.
Mm-hmm. And you're 13?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What grade does that make you in?
Early bloomer.
Eighth grade. No, whoa. Are you living at home now?
Yeah.
Drew gave the girls a big whoa.
I always get bothered by that. Ooh, a liberated woman at 13. It's like, no.
Little disturbing.
All right, yeah. So you're what grade are you going into?
Eighth.
Going into the eighth.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend is in what grade?
She's going to be a senior.
And how did you two meet?
At a kind of like a pool hall place.
Yeah, what is with your parents to have you out at a pool hall? They allow that.
It's like a kind of like an alumni thing. Like all schools go to it and everything.
Mm. Oh.
All right.
It's not a bar, it's just a pool hall.
And you're not bisexual, you're a lesbian?
Yeah.
And you've had experiences with women sexually before?
Should we gamble and get back?
Kind of.
Yeah, I see. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
But still you call yourself a lesbian?
Well,
You're demanding sexual activity that you've never had.
Well, it was, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Reggie?
Uh-huh.
And by the way, what is your name, Regina or something?
Yeah.
I see. But the Reggie, that's the lesbian angle. Mm, I like that.
Good times.
All right. Hey, Reggie?
Uh-huh.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
You're lesbian.
Drew, we know, please. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do a little gambling on you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Jessica, Alana, you guys know.
Yeah, how I don't want to tell her anything that's going to put her in therapy for the next 20 years.
No.
I'm so afraid.
We're going to gamble. We'll gamble. Yeah. All right. After this.
Hello. Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jessica Caulfield and Alana Ubach are both here. Alana was talking to me right as I was about to talk into my microphone. So, did you have a question, Alana?
I was reading about Alana. She was in that movie John's with David Arquette.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Boy, that was about 5 years. 5 years old now. Yeah,
he was promoting it when he was on our MTV show. Remember?
He promoted it in here too, as I recall.
Yeah.
But say I'd go
3 years.
No, not three. 3 years.
4 years.
I'd go. I could be five.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago. Whoa. I played my boyfriend in that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd go 97.
Yeah, Adam was in here talking about actors one night,
and. Yeah, this is a totally true story. And Drew, please back me up.
I'm bringing it up. I brought it up.
This is not one of those radio stories, but I was in here with I don't remember who the guest was. Do you, Drew? No, just say no. Please. We move on with the show. We had a guest on, and we were talking about actors, and we were talking about
Sugar
some
Ray?
Of them.
No,
possibly.
Yeah,
talking. Okay, that really got us somewhere. Possibly Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
And. We were talking about how crazy certain people are. And I was trying to figure out whether it was an act or they're really that nuts. And there's certain actors who just really seem insane. You know, guys like Christopher Walken and guys like that. And I was saying that David Arquette is insane. He's been on this show a few times. I know him. I would even call him a friend.
We said we love him. He's a great guy, but certifiable.
Definitely.
Hi, this is David Arquette.
Right. Definitely definitely insane. So I was saying how nuts he was. It was just a show, like, just as if we'd started the show tonight. We're about 4 minutes into the show, chatting with the guest. And the guest at some point piped up and said, "Hey, aren't you worried about talking about the guy? I mean, you know, what if he comes over here and kicks your ass?" And I said, "Are you kidding? He's so nuts. He can't find this studio. Couldn't find his way here. It's a hard studio to find. He'd only been here once or twice back then a few years ago."
You know who it was?
Who was it?
It was the Bing John Malkovich cast.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Spike Jones
and Deb
Cusack?
No, not Cusack.
My boyfriend's in love with the lead.
Catherine Keenan.
My boyfriend's
right.
in love with her.
Yeah.
Catherine Keenan.
And we were talking about how nutty he was. And anyway, just moved on, took a phone call, and got about halfway into that phone call. And who came pouncing through the door? David Arquette. Right through the store, right
the door.
Here. Hi, this is David Arquette, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carrera.
That's right. I told you he was insane. He just called me Adam Carrera.
Carrera?
He was standing right there. And I mean, my jaw hit the floor. And I think for people listening, it seemed weird, but it was really eerie for us. Yeah. I mean, you just bring a guy's name up, start talking about him, and turn over and look, and he's standing there. He wasn't due to come in. He hadn't come in. There was no reason to think in a million. I mean, for all I know, he's probably in Toronto filming a movie, and he walked right in through this door about 3.5 minutes after I started talking about him. So,
was he angry?
He tried to kick his ass.
No, maniacal? Was he maniacal?
No, he just came in to prove he could find the place, and he wasn't insane. I immediately did some backpedaling and went, "Look, there's a difference between crazy and nuts." I said, "You're crazy. That's not bad at all." But it was really something I'll never forget on this show.
Yeah, that was a
very bizarre
sentinel moment.
All right.
That's interesting.
And so apparently he isn't too crazy because he was able to find the studio no problem.
Did you talk about 1-800-COLLECT?
No. I should have been talking about that. Reggie?
Yeah?
All right. So Reggie the lesbian.
Yeah.
Reggie, who is 13, has herself a girlfriend who's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Met at a billiard hall.
And you guys have been girlfriend and girlfriend for how long?
You're lesbian.
Drew, please.
For about 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Okay, and nothing physical yet?
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
I see.
What wasn't good?
The experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to have another physical experience with her?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the one that wasn't good, and you haven't had one since?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do a little gambling?
Real quick, what was not good about this experience?
It just didn't seem too exciting.
Oh, I can't get a read
for
on this
both
one.
Of you, or for you, or for her. Or was it mutual?
Oh, for me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now you got it. A little angry. Yeah. All right. Hold on, Reggie. But Reggie, we're going to gamble on you. But when we come back, you have to be very truthful, right?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right. Now, as you know, when we gamble on a caller, we're gambling on their past. We know what's going on in the present day, and we're not so concerned about the future. But for gambling purposes, we want to know what made Reggie the Reggie of today. Was there abuse, sexual, physicals, or alcoholism? Sometimes the smart money's just on nothing. Everyone picks some crazy abuse, and you just say, parents still together, no abuse, and you win the pot. So, shall we get started? You guys got money on you? You got a dollar? We just
right
go a dollar here. Yeah? Yeah, everyone got that?
I lost my dollar last night. To you.
Drew, what do you got?
I lost the buck last night to you.
Oh, yeah. I got Drew's dollar I'm gambling with.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, fun.
Look who found his ATM card, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's 20. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to buy you ladies some jewelry after this.
Hello. Hudson Goodman.
Harry Winston.
Harry Winston, yes.
That's right. $5.
Hudson Goodman. What am I?
All right, put the five out there.
25
Maybe we can break
girl.
That. Drew, what do you got?
Greg, give her some
That's
money.
It? Just a five?
I'm still all scale right. plus 10. I have 50 cents.
Here, you want to borrow a dollar?
All right, we're going to. Yeah, let her borrow
She's
a dollar.
She's going to put her panties in.
Drew, you got no. Okay, Drew, put the five in there and take the pot, and we'll leave the five out there, all right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now, who wants to start? Shall I start? Okay, I'm going
to
start.
Go to it.
I'm going to say Reggie is a lesbian. A little angry. Now, what got her? A guy or a girl? Tough. Could have been the female babysitter. Could have been the stepdad. Stepdad, friend of stepdad. All right, I'm going to say when she was about 7 years old, some sexual abuse from like a stepbrother, stepdad.
All right, it's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
All right. What do you think, Alana?
I think she was physically abused by her father. I'd say like a
biological father.
Biological father was, I wouldn't exactly say sexually abused, but abused.
Okay. Physical abuse.
Another
yes.
good one.
Just
like
let
that.
Down by a lot of men in her life.
Another good
solid.
One.
Jessica?
I think it could be merely as simple as an intense verbal psychological abuse.
Oh, by who?
Rejection by the father.
Father.
By the father again.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. True. Keep her fingers crossed.
No, I don't have a clear read on this one. All I get is that all she's told us is she needs arousal to sort of experience herself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't enough for her.
Right.
So either some kind of burnout of those systems through physical abuse, but I'm going to go the other direction, go like abandonment, like she either grew up in foster care or both parents like severe addicts. Just check that out.
Very solid, very solid.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm starting to rethink my bet.
Just a very evolved little lesbian.
Well, who knows?
Reggie, there's some raping going on here. Reggie.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about your family. What went on over there?
Well, when I was six, I got sexually abused by my brother.
Ooh,
what your call?
I said seven.
And he was like, well, he just like molested me when I was really little. And later on, he would have sex with me.
Right.
But I didn't really know what it was, so I just went along with it.
How long did that go on?
Till I was eight.
Ooh, funny. I said seven, and it went six to eight.
What's up with your parents? Where are they through all this?
They go on business trips for months, like up to 2 months.
That's the checked out piece of it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The only people at home are my brothers were watching me, and the maid came in a couple times to clean the house.
How old was the oldest brother?
Well, he was 16.
Oh my God.
He was 16 when.
I'm so sorry.
When you were six, he did this?
Mm-hmm.
And he was 16?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of parents were your parents? Were they abusive in any way?
No, they're wonderful.
No, they were not wonderful. I'm sorry, I can't even tolerate hearing you say that.
Well, they didn't, yell at me or anything.
They just weren't available. They weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
They checked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of business trips were they going on for 2 months at a time?
My dad does a lot of lawyer stuff, and my mom, she does. She goes out for salons and brings back stuff.
And they would go out 2 months at a time?
Well, my mom, she wouldn't stay out that long. She would stay maybe a couple of weeks.
Who do you think sexually abused your brother?
Nobody.
Nah, somebody did.
Nothing. What's he doing now?
Time.
Well, he still lives with us, but we don't talk about it.
Did anybody ever find out about this?
No.
No. Okay, and have you ever gotten any therapy?
No.
You need to report this, Reggie. You do.
Yeah.
Immediately.
So you've never felt comfortable enough with your parents communicating that you felt open enough to share your feelings?
No,
about
I
this?
No, I don't talk about that stuff.
Has your brother recently tried to sexually abuse you?
No, he doesn't is, do we don't
this
we
is
talk
all
about it.
This is all having profound effect on you now, Reggie, and you've got to get some help with this. Even if you don't want to tell your parents about specifically what happened, you've got to go talk to a therapist or a mental health professional about what has gone on. Or you're really in for a world of hurt, because things are not going to get better from here. They're going to get worse.
Yeah, this call is the beginning of helping yourself for forever. Is, for the rest of your life.
Is your brother 21 now?
He's getting ready to be 22.
Is he thinking about getting out of the house soon?
Well, he's finding an apartment right now.
That's thinking about getting out of the house. That's good.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you glad he's going?
Yeah, but I don't talk to him. I've never talked to him. I don't really talk to him or communicate with him. So, to me, him being home, I just always leave.
Well, Reggie, you are just so shut down emotionally. You know, I'm sure that's just how you deal with this, is by climbing into that shell. That is not a healthy place for you to stay. You need help climbing out of that so you can begin to really develop a sense of who you are and what you want from life.
All right.
There's still lots of time.
All right, so listen, Reggie, don't worry about this 17-year-old who is supposed to love you right now. You got to get a little counseling, a little therapy, and work out some of these problems so you can have a good life.
And love yourself.
Yeah, start healing.
All right. Will you do that, please?
Yeah.
Seriously, because I don't trust anybody's going to be a high school senior who is seriously dating someone who's in the 7th or 8th grade. That's ridiculous. Unless it's a guy.
It's just a distraction before you really start working on yourself and you know.
Do you know where to go to get help?
No.
Lauren, were you in there? Do we have an Oklahoma referral source?
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Reggie. Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll give you a number of something that's in your community.
It takes a lot of courage to make that call.
Well, yeah, it does. Yeah. Wow. It took her 3 seconds to admit to you guys what was really going on.
A lot of courage, Reggie. That's the first step.
This is why people sort of get us incensed by the fact that we gamble. We gamble because had we gone to her, were you ever sexually abused? She'd go, no, no. Oh, well, yeah, but it has nothing to do with this. As opposed to us saying, not only do we know you were, and it's causing what's going on here, we'll bet we know that.
They give you a nebulous answer, and then you finally get it out of him.
Right.
No, it's that they would defend against it being connected with what's going on now.
We gamble for that, and so I can get more carnauba wax for my jack, which is, this is going to go very nicely, Drew. Thank you. Pleasure doing business with you guys.
That was a direct hit.
You guys
good.
Know my first thought was the brother, and I denied it, and they said, go with your instinct. I had this brother thing come through my head, and I was like, no.
Isn't that interesting?
Brother, a friend of the brother.
House of
That's
yes.
what I had in my head.
Two nights in a row, Drewski. Yeah.
That's good.
Now, who's the expert? That's going to be the name of my next book.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
If I go first, maybe I would.
Oh, how dare you?
Well, you've
no. taken how it. Dare you? You insist on going last so you can feel everyone else out for their answers.
No, lately it's been backfiring. I thought have I not said good calls every time you've come up with them?
Well, of course you say that to
no,
cover yourself.
Sometimes I say they suck.
Because you're weak.
Weak.
Let's just, I said seven, and it went from six to eight.
I was impressed.
Wheelhouse, baby.
Weak.
Sally?
Yes?
Lana, you want me more now, right?
Antithesis.
If that
You're
was
so
possible.
Evolved.
If that was possible.
Oh, evolved.
Give a knuckle scrape.
Very evolved.
Cro-Magnon with a baseball cap.
Yes.
But sexy.
Thank you. Sally?
And ethnic, like myself.
Yeah, I got that going. See these eyebrows? Sally?
Yeah.
You're 28. What's up?
What's up? I just wanted to call him. I heard that Alana was on.
Hey!
And I'm so excited because, Alana, I am in love with you and I'm a lesbian!
Well, congratulations!
Thank you.
It's all about love.
She's almost converted me, Sally. It's rough.
And we are all brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
I've touched her.
Are you a proud lesbian?
I'm a proud lesbian.
That's fantastic. Well, you're saying it on the air.
And I also wanted to ask you, I mean, you know, I know I heard Adam Carolla, he was talking about, you know, earlier about people calling in and or if you like somebody and if you bring up a topic, you know, they're not going to walk away. They're going to listen to you regardless of what it is.
Right.
So I've been thinking, I've been, you know, trying to mull over in my head, like, how many topics I can talk to you about, you know, or ask you if you like, you know, like the mountain biking, the, you know, the underwater basket weaving, the, you know, do you like
tea? Sal's been drinking. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sally, you, you drunk, baby?
No, not at all.
Really?
No, not at all. All right. I am completely sober.
And you have no girlfriend.
Are you touching
yourself? I have no girlfriend. I'm just home with my roommate eating frozen grapes, thinking of Alana.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I'm sitting next to her and touching her thigh.
Oh,
how does that make you feel?
I can't wait to see Legally Blonde, because if it's any match to your performance, the Brady Bunch movie?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, thank you so much.
Sally, right?
I also tell you, Alana, that, I mean, I have to do a footnote here that the movie that you were in with Leslie Ann Warren, I mean, I'm shaking because I'm so nervous. I mean, it was the first time I ever saw you in a movie, and I just have to tell you that you looked absolutely, like, amazing in that movie.
Gosh, thank you. Someone's about to be reformed.
What movie with Leslie Ann Warren? The Great Train Robbery? What movie?
All of it? Victoria.
Oh.
Marriage Material.
Marriage Material. That's exactly right. And
thank you.
That was the start of my love affair with you.
Oh, you're so cool.
You're so cool, and I wanted to thank you.
Sally.
Yes.
This is the guy with the penis talking. Have you? I know you don't like me instinctually, but have you ever masturbated to Alana?
What do you think? I'm eating frozen, not frozen strawberries, but I'm eating frozen grapes right now. What do you think?
Frozen grapes.
Well, that tells a lot.
Hold on a second.
Well, yeah, Sally.
I got to tell you, so I got to be real honest, and I know this is not going to come across too good, but sometimes I drive home late at night and I think, geez, I wonder if anyone can do this job. I wonder if I can be replaced. What makes you so funny? Why do you get the big bucks? And then I talk to some of our callers, and I go, look, I'll do this job for 150 years. I'll do this job 8 years after I'm dead and still get better rates. Or, I'm eating frozen grapes. What do you think? Well, everyone knows the cliche about the lesbians and the fantasies and the frozen grapes.
Of course.
Yeah, it's as old as time itself.
Yes.
I have no idea what Sally's saying. And then switch from strawberry to grape halfway.
Eating frozen grapes. It's all about the fruit.
Right.
Grapes in front of me.
Oral fixation.
All right, babe. So I'm getting...
What about peanut butter?
Would that be a yes then?
Yes, that would be a huge yes. I mean...
Okay.
Hey, is it nothing better than safe sex? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying,
honey. Masturbating to me is absolutely fine, so long as you're a very proud lesbian.
Can I tell Sally something?
And watch my films.
Sally?
Sure, go
Sally?
Ahead.
Hey, Sally. There was actually a scene in Legally Blonde where Alana and I were in our underwear, and Reese comes home crying, and we were caught just getting out of the shower in our underwear, and my hair was wet, and Alana had cream bleach on her lip and rollers in her hair. And when Reese originally walked in down the hall, Alana and I were making out up against the door. Do you remember that? Every take started with us making out, and they were like, girls, you really... PG-13.
Oh, my God, I'm, like, shaking.
And the entire thing got cut, and we were in our panties reclining on a bed with Reese, and we were with wet hair, and it was very naughty.
Oh, the wet hair. Oh, my God.
So wait for the DVD. Maybe they'll have that in there. Alana in her panties.
I hope. Your mouth in God's ears.
Tight little body.
All right, Sally. Hey, Sally, are you calling from the San Fernando Valley?
I'm calling from the San Fernando Valley.
Where?
I'm calling from Granada Hill.
Oh, that hillhole. All right. Enjoy the summer over there. All right.
Work it, Sally. Excuse me.
Work it, baby.
All right.
Astroglide, second only to nature.
Oh, Sally. My gosh.
You gals would be up for a little experimentation,
glass,
right?
Glass dildos.
Nothing
you guys
wrong with
heard
that.
Totally. Bound Part 2. Hey, Gina Gershon, she's busy right now.
Yeah,
she's doing Chicago.
We're going to do it in Korean.
Yeah. Anderson,
bend
please.
Over.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Not this Jessica. The caller Jessica. Sorry, Jessica.
Ooh, my namesake.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if it is possible to get pregnant by anal sex.
Oh. Boy, you're lucky we just gambled, Jessica. Oh. Now, Drew always wants to gamble, and I always want to gamble, too, when we hear someone who's 15 and sounds
two.
Like...
Are you out of your
three.
Mind?
Jessica?
Yes.
Are you a very small person?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, first of all, we're talking to somebody who hasn't gone through puberty yet. That's part of the voice.
Have you not gone through puberty, Jessica?
No, yes, I have. I just have a small voice, I guess.
I see. You ever get molested?
No.
No? Nothing weird? Like, did your dad die when you were five?
No.
Nothing traumatic when you were younger?
No, not that I know of.
And who's this person you're seeing?
How old is he?
How old is he?
Mm-hmm.
17.
Mm-hmm. And are you a virgin?
No.
And you want to have anal sex with him?
Well, I have.
Oh, you have? And you're worried about getting pregnant?
Well, yeah.
And if you get pregnant, what the kid's going to look like?
Okay.
No. Do you,
So you're having
unsafe... listen in sex ed?
You are having unsafe anal sex with him?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Are you his first partner?
No.
Do you, you go to school?
Yeah.
You, and this is a L.A. call, by the way. This L.A. Unified School District.
God,
that's
what
I'm a product of right here. And do you take science or sex ed or biology?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they don't...
I wasn't really in class all that much.
Oh, I see.
Hey,
I see.
How's your relationship with your parents?
Well, it used to be kind of bad, but we're kind of working on it.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, Jessica, you can't get pregnant from the anal sex.
Okay.
As far as I know. But other bad things can happen via the anal sex.
You can get STDs and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your soul can be damaged, as mm-hmm. we've learned on this show.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you like this?
Not really.
You know what's funny? I never thought I'd be in this position. Hold on a second. Where I have conversations, much like the conversation I remember the mall Santa having with me when I was five, except for about anal sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, does it feel bad when the man hammers you in the ass? I see. But you realize you cannot... Yes, you've been a good little girl. You cannot get pregnant from the man putting his hoo-ha in your poop chute, though. You know that, right? It's weird you're having these bizarre adolescent conversations like you're talking to retarded four-year-olds, except for it's not about fire trucks and Ninja Turtles. It's about anal sex.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of bad because it's like they're having the anal sex, but from their mentality is like a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bad sign for her.
I thought that would know what happened in her childhood that led her to this.
Oh, look.
She's not going to tell us.
I don't got time. Jessica?
Yeah.
Why don't you call Planned Parenthood, get yourself on some birth control, and really, if you're going to be doing these things, prepare for them because you're in for a world of hurt.
Are you on birth control, Jessica?
No.
And you're having regular sex with your boyfriend?
Yes.
You're going to get pregnant. Okay?
You understand?
Yeah.
And you'll just be one of these many statistics I like to yell at via the microphone on this show. And we don't want that to happen, right?
No.
So go down to Planned Parenthood and get yourself some birth control. You now must be responsible enough to do that. You may not be a full-blown woman yet, but if you're having anal sex, that makes you a woman in my book, and you have to start acting like one.
And generally, just slow down. Slow down in general. I think you're getting into stuff that... I think you're going to get hurt through all this eventually.
Okay.
All right. Remember, birth control. You will get pregnant.
Condoms.
And you don't need to do anything you don't want to do, Jessica. If you don't like it, don't do it.
Right. Unless I ask you. Understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh my.
Now here's the real scary part. A year from now, she will be mama to some kid, and you wonder what kind of shot that kid's going to have.
How was that kid conceived?
A child.
Yes, and I'm guessing
a child.
I'm guessing if you check back on her lineage, you'll find some of the same stuff.
Wow.
All right, let's go kill ourselves, and then if the bullet does not hit any major organs, we'll be back after this.
Love Line, back in a minute.
Start to act like real love line, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, all the girls are in. Jessica and Alana are both here from Legally Blonde, which is coming out this week.
Oh, boy.
Jessica, you cannot eat that pretzel into the microphone.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm just going to suck
pretty
on it.
Darn crunchy.
You may suck on it, and you may ingest it rectally, but you may not chew on it into the microphone. That is the deal.
I'll just lick the salt.
That's fine.
Ugh.
That I have no problem with.
Hi, Alan.
Who?
I love you, Greg Zola.
Oh, you guys give me shout outs.
I'm getting
now.
Shout out. I'm getting shout outs in a piece of New York City, Coil.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Will?
Yes, sir.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to make a little observation, if you didn't mind, and also get Dr. Drew's opinion.
Sure.
The young lady that just called in, the 15-year-old out in L.A. County.
Right.
I think, you know, although most people that do call your show and have questions, I've been listening for a long time, by the way, love the show.
Thanks.
Love the two sides of masculinity that both of you represent.
I just think
that, you know, not everybody has probably a sob story behind. Maybe for this girl, she's just one of those who's kind of fallen through the cracks and not been educated because of lack of parenting, and that's probably a good part of it. Being that she's so naive, she probably doesn't have much to hide. I mean, would you agree?
Well, that's a good point.
There's a couple things. Well, one is, you know, that parenting that is that deficient is abandoning and is traumatic. But I don't think it is even that. I think you're right. I think it is just that there are certain even cultures,
especially Southern California,
where 15-year-olds are encouraged to get pregnant. We don't take that into account. And her mom may have been pregnant at 15, and this may be part of her culture to start getting involved with older men. And this man may be a little bit urging her into activities that are not good for her, she doesn't like, and she just doesn't know how to negotiate that.
Not only that, she doesn't have the responsibility to, you know, make that decision yet.
Yeah.
You know? She doesn't reach that level of maturity. I think it's important for most young girls out there in her situation to realize that, you know, there's a time and place for everything, and 15 isn't the time to start having anal sex with 17-year-old boys.
Here.
Right. You know? 15 and a half, 16, that's a different story.
Enjoy it when you know what an orgasm, or enjoy it at least when you know what an orgasm's about.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys' time.
All right, well, take
good
care.
Times. Bye-bye. And listen, I hate to say this, but for someone who hates to say it, I say it almost every night. Never underestimate the stupid. There's a lot of dumb people, and they're out there, and that's fine. People never do that. We want to talk about everything but dumb. We want to talk about education all the time. We want to talk about parenting. Some people have themselves a little 1.34 banger for a brain, and some people got themselves a big block V8. And when you got just a little four banger, life is it's tough.
Challenger.
It's hard to pull that rig up the hill with that size brain. And we talk to those people all the time. And don't worry about those people. They don't know they're stupid. That's part of being stupid. Mm-hmm. And it's what makes us smart in a relative way. So let's not try to discourage that. That's what I'm saying. Brittany?
Hello.
You're 15?
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank you guys. I called here before. It was a question about ephedra.
Oh.
And Dr. G, yeah. And Dr. Drew told me how bad it was, and I didn't do it.
Yay.
And then I went to a dietitian, and my doctor told me to try this exercise plan called Tybo.
I did it today. It's fantastic.
Alana just did that today.
You did really Tybo?
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the car.
And so far, I lost about 15 pounds.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the healthy way to do it.
Let me tell you something about this Tybo, by the way. This Tybo, I used to teach boxing, and Tybo is, and when I used to kickbox way back when, I never taught that, but Tybo is kickboxing minus the bag. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. It's just basic punches and basic kicks, and the only difference is instead of hitting a bag, you just sort of do it in front of the mirror and do it in place. But every boxing class and every kickboxing class I've been involved with did at least a half hour of this before you got into anything. And so every time I see the commercial and I see him throwing those punches and doing the basic, you know, front ball kicks and side kicks and stuff, I just think this is 50 years old.
It's called repackaging.
It is renamed, repackaged, and now it's something. But I used to teach these classes, but they weren't Tybo. They were just, we just called it boxing. Brittany?
Yeah?
Are you watching the tapes?
No, I have the tapes in my room. I usually do them in the morning.
That's what I'm asking. You do the Tybo with the tape?
Yeah, all of them.
The other thing is this will be a way to keep weight off, too, and it's a much more successful way to go. You're going to be much happier.
And in the videos, he's really nice and everything. He keeps getting you through it.
Yeah.
Cool.
He doesn't cuss you out. Call you a bitch.
Well, yeah, you should have your own like series that. Videos, Adam. You'd be perfect for that.
I really should.
The abuse.
You bitch!
Yeah. Nude Tybo.
A nude Tybo.
Listen, I was.
Endorphin rush. Great rush.
Like, Tybo your ass.
I was a fantastic boxing instructor. I was very motivational to my students. Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah. Good luck, Brittany. Take care.
My class was the least attended of all the classes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hollywood Boxing Gym? Where did you
go? I used to teach at Bodies in Motion. There was a handful of them out here in the Southland, and the classes averaged about 20, 25 people a class, depending on whether it was a night class or an afternoon class.
Except yours.
My average about six guys a class.
Nice.
Very hardcore, though. Yeah. I used to teach the 6:30 a.m. class in
How
Pasadena.
Glamorous.
Yeah, it was good. It was good times.
How glamorous.
Yeah, it was great. $20 a class.
That's very glamorous.
Yeah, it was big bucks. $20 class, take the taxes out. Had a couple of private students. That was good. I just get in a ring and let them beat me up. That was $20 an hour. That seemed like pretty good money to me back then. I mean, $20. Yeah, it was good times. Yeah, you remember, we know some of those people. Drew used to go to that gym, mm-hmm. didn't you?
Yeah.
Still do?
No.
No, not anymore. All right, let's talk to Ethan, who's 25. Ethan?
Hey.
Hey.
Good evening.
What's up?
Dr. Drew, I got a question for you.
You're gay.
Right? I'm listening.
I'm sorry?
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, here's the situation. My girlfriend is traveling in Europe, and she calls me like every other day and stays in touch, and she gets home on Wednesday. Well, I talked to her this weekend, and she told me that she's been in the hospital with, like, a rash in her groin area and, like, across her thighs, like, in her vaginal area, and it's, like, going back toward her, like, her butt.
Uh-huh.
And it's, they're, like, she describes them as blisters.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I'm sorry?
No.
Oh, obviously, I mean, I'm thinking kind of the same thing that, like, anybody else would think, but I want to make sure that, like, could it be anything other than, like, some sexually transmitted disease?
Well, sure. As always, it's hard to comment on dermatologic illnesses, but blistering diseases are usually pretty significant, and they don't have to be herpes. Remember, that's the only blistering STD. And to have something symmetrical going onto the thighs, I mean, there's all kinds of things. There are systemic diseases that can present like that. It can be allergic. There's something called bullous pemphigoid. There's all kinds of things.
She had bad lobster.
Is she in Europe?
Yeah, she is. And she's like on this small little island in the Mediterranean. They don't have anything there for hospitals. And so she couldn't, at least this is what she's telling me, she couldn't understand what the doctor was saying. So they took her to, or she went over to Athens to like a normal hospital. And actually, she's supposed to be there this morning. It's morning right now there.
What is she doing over there without you?
Good question. She's just vacationing, just traveling.
Is she taking any medications or anything that she had never taken before?
No. I don't know if I'm trying to convince myself that she's like cheating on me or something, but
Ethan, I'm going to ask you to drop all that, okay? This could be a serious medical condition.
Yeah, well,
okay, forget about your male ego for a second and realize that this is pretty significant eruption. This is not about STD. This is about something. If you're lucky, this will be an allergic reaction.
Allergic to what, though? I mean,
maybe something in the brush. Who knows?
Jessica,
hey, I'm
going to
say something. Yeah, I lived in Bali in Indonesia for 2 months a couple of years ago, and I had two different rashes, one on my legs and I had one. Sing it, girls. So I dig it. I had one of my arms at one point, and I couldn't understand anything the doctor was saying, and he gave me some pill, and it went away. And I also had a blistering rash on my left leg, and it was an allergic reaction merely to the environment. And I have allergic reactions here in America, and the things in the air are so vastly different that since we're not acclimated to that
there's
area.
There's plants, there's insects, all kinds of things. But this is a serious deal.
My problem, it's not like on her arm or her thigh, on her leg. It's like her vaginal area.
Well, you know? No, it's her thighs, she said. It's the thighs and groin.
Yeah, thighs.
One of the typical places for drug eruptions. So she may be taking something, a vitamin, or who knows what, that she wasn't thinking would.
Oh, really?
It hasn't even occurred to her yet that could be causing this. So who knows? But this could be also something very serious. So it needs to be. Hold on to
Ethan?
Your
yeah.
Are you gay anyway? I mean, what do you care?
Am I gay?
Really? You're not bi, at least?
Adam, that may be more of a reflection on you that you would ask me that question than me.
Adam's been told before. His jelly got cold.
Ever been with a guy?
No, I haven't.
Really?
He's bisexual.
Yeah. Never thought about it, huh?
No, never thought about it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, in my voice?
Now, you know, it's your cadence and inflection.
Are you an actor?
No, not an actor.
All right. When does she come back into town?
She comes back on Wednesday.
Right. Okay. Well, listen to me, Ethan.
Get her to proper care. Forget about the STD thing. That's not the kinds of illnesses I'm thinking of.
And here's the deal. If, in fact, what she has is a legitimate medical problem and has nothing, and is not an STD, not that they're not legitimate, but you know what I'm saying, and you treat her as if it is, she will never be done hating you.
Ever.
She will make you pay. Say, let me tell you, I don't know a lot about women, but I'll tell you a couple things I've learned. They give you a couple opportunities, maybe once or twice a year. Somebody kicks off in the family. They get fired from their job. Something traumatic. And by the way, for women, almost everything falls under the heading of trauma. But once in a while, something comes up. That is your occasion, men, to step up, do the hand-holding, send the flowers, nod the head, and give them the hug. If you drop the ball, you will. They will kick your nuts around for the next year.
This includes don't ask for sex during that time.
All right, here's what you got to do. Like, I'm telling you. I don't care how distant the relative is. If they kick off, you do that. My poor dear, that must be so horrible for you. I'm sending some flowers
dinner.
To work.
Dinner.
And a dinner. I don't need any sex. Maybe a quick hand job, but no intercourse. Please, I insist on attending the funeral. No matter, I don't care if it's in Kentucky. I'm getting plane tickets. All you got to do is do that. You'll come through. She'll love you forever or hate you forever, depending on how you react.
Yeah, but just really think about how she's feeling. This is embarrassing. And the fact that she told you, I mean, it's admitting a lot. This is kind of shameful and embarrassing to her. Put yourself in her shoes and how it feels. And imagine if you had gone over to some foreign country and this happened to you, and you came back and she was, you know, and you were immediately accused of that. Like, it's shameful. And so
right.
Be gentle with her. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, all you can do is really be
there
for her.
I will bet you all it never occurred to her he would leap to that kind of a conclusion. Mm-hmm, That's why she was up front. With it.
Have you been faithful?
Yeah.
I'm almost sure it wasn't from a guy named Mustafa who had some fomite in his beard, and when he was going down on her, it entered an open lesion that was already on her thigh. Don't think that way. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew. Brooke Burke is in here tomorrow night from E's Wild On. She is a very attractive looking brunette girl who was taken over for Jules Asner probably about a year ago on Wild On, which I see when I come home at night about 12:30.
We had Jules Asner up here, didn't we, at one point? Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay. Yes, we did. Tell me.
I'm going with yes then. Jessica Caulfield is our guest tonight, along with Lana Eubach, both from Legally Blonde, which is coming out this Friday, everybody. And it'll be a very wide release. You've seen all the commercials. So it'll be in a theater near you. And we suggest you go see it. All right. Now, let's see. We'll get back to Brandon, who's 20. Brandon?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, I want to... like hook up with this chick. She's 17 and she's pregnant with her ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Does she want to hook up with you?
What's that?
Does she want to hook up with you?
Well, I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. How do you know her?
She used to stop by my old job and just like come in for pretty much any reason.
Just
go up.
Yeah, oil change and a lube, baby. What was your old job?
Big O Tires.
You guys... you guys do oil changes over there?
At the Big O?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I said oil change and a lube, I wasn't too far off, huh?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Never ceases me how unimpressed my callers are with my clairvoyant skills. Yeah. All right, so you're working over at the Big O. You guys put a balance, new valve stems, do the alignment, put them right back on the rig, and they're on their way, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good times.
It's a real man.
All right, well, I can see why she's attracted to you. Sam Brandon is Mr. Personality over here.
Well, I try to be.
And when she would come by there, why would she come by there?
Well, I guess to see me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She started... Yeah,
I had a few days off, and like I guess she like stopped by and see if I was there, ask about me, and all that.
I see, and so she knew you, but she just knew you from there.
Yeah,
And ever since I quit, she hasn't been stopping by there. So
tire groupie.
Rubber groupie.
And Brandon, is how far along is she in her pregnancy?
I talked to her yesterday, and she's like telling me that she's like 5 months along.
Where's the dad?
What's that?
Where's the dad?
somewhere in town here. I don't know.
Okay, so he's alive, and are they
living together?
They not together.
No, they're broke up.
Well,
what are you asking us for?
By the way, it's broke up.
Broke up.
Smokey and the Bandit.
And is she? And so now, do you think here's a tough question? Do you think she would like you if she wasn't pregnant, or do you think she's feeling a little bit vulnerable and looking for a man?
Hey, she could be looking for a father.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what are you asking of us tonight? What's your question?
I just want to get your guys' ideas how to, like, hook up with her. I mean, I don't really care that she's pregnant or anything.
All right.
Well, if you do it in the butt, she can't get pregnant again.
Jessica, very, very delicate point.
Learn that in finishing school.
You're doing it in the butt.
No, Brandon, I think this is a good time to swoop down and score.
Yeah, but by hook up, do you mean form a relationship or do you mean just hook up?
My former relationship.
I see.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Let me give you my take on this. This is a girl, and this may sound a little cruel, but this is a girl who may not be looking Brandon's way, but her number's been lowered a couple of notches by her vulnerable situation.
Lost major points.
Now Brandon, being a smart guy, is sliding in and getting himself a number that's a little higher because there's a little downtime here. And can come across like the world's greatest guy if he just hangs in, does all that, I'm going to be daddy and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But Brandon, keep in mind, this is a girl who's 17 and pregnant and not with the dad and probably has a little chaos going in her life.
Oh, yeah.
And could bring that chaos into your life, too.
But we're sort of giving it a passing blessing.
All right. Do you have her phone number?
He talked to her tonight.
Hey, take her to a Lamaze class.
Well, that's what I...
and then see Legally Blonde.
That's what I mean. I mean, you called her up on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on your way. Just ask her out.
Yeah, I don't understand why you guys haven't gone out before.
Why you have to call a radio station?
Too busy working.
I see.
Oh, those long hours at the Big O.
Yeah. You at a different tire place now?
No, I'm working over at a van customizing place right now.
Ah.
Take her out in one of the vans.
You guys do those captain's chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I say, why go for that SUV when you get the custom van? You got the captain's chairs, you got the wood paneling on the side. Very sweet. Very VCR. Sweet.
Make sure the white tiger on the side, the white TV. Leopard.
Yeah, I'll tell you, sometimes if I'm drunk and I'm up at like 4 in the morning, I watched a guy who does the custom van out in like La Habra Dodge, and I think to myself, I'm going to get into one of those custom vans. That's what I love. I love
it. Are we going to get the M3 or one of those?
I got to get a custom van. You know, the best part about that commercial is the guy, his name's like Tony V or something, wears all black. He's one of these guys who's too tan. You know those guys?
Right.
And who works out a lot but only does curls.
Pete Ellis' rival.
Wears real tight jeans. And he's got this female sidekick. And he talks about the SUV versus the van. And it's a great part where he goes, Laura, come here. Try getting in the back seat of this Ford Explorer. And she's like, no, Tony, not again. Please, go ahead and try to get in. And then she's a woman of all, she's like 5'3", but yet somehow cannot get into the back of the Explorer. Look at that. You can barely fit. Now get in the back of one of my custom vans. And, of course, she goes waltzing in, and it's very attractive.
Handspring in the back.
And she's 5 months pregnant, next thing you know.
I always like the selling technique where the person can't handle something that's very easy to handle. Like the Pert Plus commercial where they can't handle the shampoo and conditioner bottle. This is too much. I can't carry both these things all the way from the shower to the locker. It's a mess. It's falling all over the guy. All right, so he's working at a custom van place. He is going nowhere but up. She probably sees this and wants to basically hitch her wagon to his star. I mean, this guy's going through the roof.
Do you think he wants to rescue her, though? You think you can save her?
He might have a little rescue impulse, but that's all right.
But I also see something in him, which is he ain't scoring with all the non-pregnant 19-year-old hotties. Here's the 17-year-old's a little down on her luck. He's going to move in.
Fragile, vulnerable.
Smart.
There's definitely a little rescuing going on. Yeah. All right, here we go.
We'll take a break.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Another fabulous Loveline episode put to bed. I want to thank Jessica and Alana for coming in here.
Thank you.
From
thank
Legally you. Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were great.
Thanks.
Come
thanks
back,
a lot, Adam.
Come
thank
back
you.
Anytime.
All right.
Really did enjoy you guys.
This is fun.
And again, Legally Blonde coming out this Friday. Go out there and see that. Brooke Burke in here from Wild On, the E! Show tomorrow night. Until then.
I love you, Alan.
This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I grew up in Downey, California, and I've been listening to you guys for years. Yell me go through puberty.
Puberty?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.